So here I am, another freedom fighter behind the bars. I guess I had it coming, so you all can hold your applause. Stood for a cause and I executed everything perfect. Yes, it was worth it, cause my program went and fulfilled its purpose. I went and put it in the public domain, and now the next generation of hackers can all know my name, and they can build on what I created and make it their own, and maybe modify the code so that it works with a drone. I'm here alone in my cell, trying to pass the time faster, trying to figure a way out of this here blasted disaster. My lawyer is incompetent, my judge is a moron, his girlfriend's on the outside probably getting a score wrong. See, a snitch is always someone who is close to your brain, so sometimes it can be better to just stay in your lane. But you know how good she was at playing all of those games. So again, I had it coming, I belong in these chains. Recent events probably could have been prevented if enough people stood up to the syndicate, forget it. But monopolies became commonplace, every city, every state, because they wanted lower rates. And the politicians lining pockets, passing the laws that made it possible for syndicates to sink in their claws. And they won't bite their hand that feeds them, because the dollar's important. They need it for those little signs on lines with cute little portraits. Hail corporate, I won't see those guys in this jail, because every single one of them is gone with a man. It's not what you know, it's who you know and who you pay off. And when your bottom line is hurting, it's just who you lay off. Since sequester ain't no different, it's just one of the millions, where the rules play a bit different for us lowly civilians. But resigning to conclusions like that hurt the morale. Let me spit a little bit of rationale. Wasting intelligence, probably the worst thing ever done with human development. Either not using it or using it for dubious tasks. Or you go and dumb it down, you go and put on a mask. A disservice to your ancestors who held down the past, so that you could be on earth here and now having a blast. So cop a trade, get a hobby, try and master a craft, because the world always needs experts in the scientist cast. Even though my craft might have got me detained, I can make an impact going against the grain. And that might be the way you make your mark on the planet, because you just might do things different and they won't understand it. But authority is malleable, so is convention. If you don't question what is going on in this dimension, you might find yourself in my shoes for a lesser offense, because they made it all illegal on a stupid pretense. So question everything, don't accept things out of tradition. The only limitation that you have is your own ambition, and if you want to change your world, you have to actually act. There's no like button to click to make a real life impact. Knowledge and wisdom are the greatest weapons people can wield. The computer and the internet's your sword and your shield. So protect them with ferocity, and don't allow my prophecy to ever reach completion, because it would be an atrocity. That's all the story that I got for you now. I really thank you all for listening, and you've been a great crowd. I should probably start my case's appeal, or at the very least decide what I want for my last meal. I will probably be here lounging about, so if you want to hear my story again, just give a shout. Flip a cassette over, start spinning the wheels, to replay in and do some kneels.